You're listening to the news and music programs on Kansas City's radio and television station, and are welcome to our Innis News. This morning, Vice Chairman of Kansas City People's Committee Wing of Care and leaders of department and sectors received Ambassador of the Kingdom of the Netherlands to Vietnam, Keith Van Baar, who came to visit and work in Kansas City. Also present at a working session was Consul General of the Netherlands, Cohen Redstock. Vice Chairman Wing of Care reminded of highlights in the friendship cooperation relation between Cantor and Dutch counterparts, hoping that the ambassador would introduce businesses to invest in Cantor City, boost cooperation and exchange of experiences in the areas of education, agriculture, and climate change adaptation. Ambassador of the Netherlands, Keith Van Baar, affirmed the importance of the cooperation relationship with the Mekong region, including Cantor City. The ambassador will make efforts to boost and connect with Dutch investors and cooperative activities in potential areas. Besides, the two sides will organize practical activities to celebrate the 50th anniversary of the diplomatic relationship this year. Kansas City People's Committee has just given instructions to clear difficulties for the real estate market and the development of accommodation. The chairman of Kansas City People's Committee assigned the Planning and Investment Department to be in charge and combined with the Departments of Construction and Natural Resources and Environment and relevant units to take over the construction progress of commercial and social housing projects, accommodation for workers and real estate projects in the city, find out which projects and their main investors have been lagged behind schedule, and proactively remove difficulties within the power to accelerate the execution progress. Yesterday afternoon, Kansas City's Bangshirin Association for Poor Patients organized the presentation of gifts to poor patients who are receiving treatment at hospitals. 50 needy patients who are receiving treatment at Kansas City General Hospital were offered gifts, each valued at 500,000 Vietnam dong in cash. On education, Kansas City Sponsoring Association for Poor Patients and Sponsors directly visited and offered the hospital cost support of 60 million Vietnam dong for three patients with particularly difficult backgrounds. Besides, the association also offered gifts to 50 needy patients under treatment at Kansas City's Oncology Hospital. Its gift is valued at 1 million Vietnam dong. The total value of gifts was 135 million Vietnam dong raised by the association and monk Thich Minh Thông from Phật học Cantor Pagoda. The inspection group of Kansas City's military headquarters yesterday came to inspect the preparation for training for recruits in 2023 at the Infantry Regiment 932. This year, the Infantry Regiment 932 under the city's military headquarters received and trained 90 recruits. The training is expected to begin in March. After checking, Colonel Huỳnh Văn Phương, Deputy Commander-in-Chief of the military headquarters, praised efforts exerted by the staff of the regiment in the past time, while requesting the regiment to continue doing their task, closely catching recruits' talks, ensuring contents and quality of training. Kansas City's People's Committee has just approved the high school recruitment for 2023-2024 school year. Under the decision, students who are eligible to be recruited without sitting for the exam are those of the boarding high school for ethnic minority students, students of ethnic minorities of La Hu, La Ha, Pa Thien, Lu, Ngai, among others, disadvantaged students, students winning awards at national contests and international contests on culture, music, sports, national-level science technique contests for high school students. In case students are categorized into two or three more groups of priority, they have added marks of the highest priority group. As planned by the Education and Training Ministry, tertiary education recruits in 2023 will begin earlier than 2022. Tertiary education registration starts in July in the online form at the information portal of the Education Training Ministry or the portal of the National Public Services. With them to facilitate recruitment in this year's recruitment period, the number of expectations for tertiary education recruitment is not limited by the Education and Training Ministry. Priorities are given to the ordinal number of expectations. As previously, contestants can adjust their expectations to be suitable with their competence and recruited opportunity. And that's all now. Thanks for listening. Goodbye and see you next time.